What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us and welcome to Elite Fantasy Nation. As usual, I'm your host, Matt Dennis. You can follow me at Fantasy Matt EFN. Joined together today by with Roger Bailey. You can follow him at the Square 606. Man, what's up, Roger?
Not much, man. How you been?
Good, dude. Can you fucking believe, bro, that it's like the last week before the fantasy playoffs? Can you believe that? Week 14 is upon us.
Yeah. All my losing teams just started winning, so naturally, it makes sense. 2 weeks out, bad record, can't make it. Now they're winning.
Yeah, but you start. Do you keep setting your lineup if you know you can't make it? Like, what's your how do you roll?
Oh, yeah. I always set my lineup. I always want to, you know, compete, see what, you know. I want to see that my draft was worth it in the end, if it came on late. You know, I'd snagged Rashad White in our keeper league early in the draft because I had a feeling he could come on strong late. Took a shot on Pacheco, drafted Olave. You know, and it's good to see. Obviously, Olave gave me some good things early in the season.
Winston, man, if they put Winston back in, the fucking YOLO Winston, just throw deep.
Yeah. It was a perfect fit for Olave. I like it because it is a keeper league. We keep three, so I'm looking. You know, I know that I have some good players that are young. Next year should just be better. I always set my lineup. I always want to compete. I don't not set my lineup. I think that's wrong.
you and I are on the same page. So I'm a type of person, man. I pay money for entertainment. I pay money to have fun. And one of the funnest things that you could possibly do, and there's one league where I'm in the 11th place. Like I might be in 12th at this point, to be honest with you. I set my lineup. You want to know why? Because I'm gonna knock somebody's ass out the playoffs, and that to me is also part of the enjoyment. It's like I don't give a shit if I'm 12. If I beat you and you don't make the playoffs, you know what? That just made my league at least enjoyable for that guy. For that.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. There's nothing better than being spoiler. You know, at the end, if you're not gonna make it, take someone. They don't. Passed on the pain.
So. Donkey punch, man. Just donkey punch. Yeah. Just run around and just donkey punch people, dude. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, and the reason it does feel good, by the way, is because you know damn well, because I've done it too. They're looking at their schedule and they're seeing, oh, I'm playing this guy. Yeah. I'm in. I'm a lock. And then I, boom, knock him out.
They're like, easy win. Look at this guy. He's in 11th place. Yeah. And he hasn't won in like 5 weeks. You're like, money. And then you're like, nope. I just picked up everybody off of the waiver wire and it destroyed you.
Exactly, man. Yeah, you know, and that in that league specifically, I was forced in the draft to make a choice I didn't want to make, and then I traded out of that. Remember, I had to take Najee Harris because we have keepers, so it's not a traditional draft, and so the second round, you're really starting at like the fourth or fifth round at that point. And
But it depends. So every keeper is. Let me just set the stage really quickly, in mind. So every keeper league is different. The way that I manage the keeper league, which is the only keeper league that I'm in any. I'm not in somebody else's league that somebody else commissions it. So we started this league together. Roger, you might have been in maybe the second. I think you were in the first year.
No. I was in the first year. Originally I was the commissioner, but you were so much better.
Oh, that's right. You and Rocky were doing it at first. Yeah. You and Rocky were doing it first. So, thank you for reminding me. It's been a minute. There was a trophy for that one too, which I am currently the two-time reigning or second year in a row reigning champ. I'm going for a three-peat, which does not look like I may not be able to do that, but whatever. But to kind of set the stage, every keeper league is different. We keep three. And you keep them in the round that you drafted. The reason why we did that was it benefits the people who draft wisely. For example, I drafted Patrick Mahomes, I think his rookie year. Yeah, it was his second year. I drafted him his second year in like the 15th round. So I basically had Patrick Mahomes for the past 6 years. And I've never given up because each year you just go up one round. So it went from 15 to 14 to 13, and until you feel like the value is not worth it anymore, then you drop in and release it or you can trade, whatever. So even though you might have a stud team, which is most of my team has been a stud team with like the first, second and third round draft picks are still available. So that's why I've been able to win. Cause I picked I keep the back people, you know, the lower rounds or the later rounds that I know they're really good value that I don't have to give up my first couple of rounds.
Yeah. Well, and I think the strategy to that is, you know, really do your research on those late round guys in traditional redraft leagues.
1,000%.
If they hit, if they hit, I mean, you did that with Eckler too early on.
Eckler's a thing.
So it's like, yeah, you get those guys. That is, you know, basically like a dynasty team at that point. You know, you have a great roster. I was lucky. I got McCaffrey early. I got him, I think, in the sixth round in his rookie year.
Yep.
And so I had that really good run with him where I was super competitive.
Where he was beast mode. Legit.
I made it to the title game 2 years in a row. I lost both, but you know, like it
both
was
to
a
Rocky,
really...
I think too, right? Or you lost one of you on Rocky?
One to Greg. Our friend Greg. He beat me
sees Gerdas, he's our. If you're Gerdas. in the leagues with either of us, and you see Gerdas, that's Greg.
He's a good player. Yeah, he's a good manager.
He's good. He's a really good man. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
We talked about that before we jumped on and started to interrupt you, Roger. We talked about that before we got on. Greg's got an open invitation at any point if he wants to jump on, talk shit. We're trying to figure out new formats and bringing in new people, guest stars, and everything from some of our leagues. So Greg will be on it at some point.
Yeah, he'd be great. He knows his stuff.
He does.
And he likes to talk shit. So
he does. That's why we love Greg, because we talk shit. Yeah. We drink beers and we text back and forth talking shit to each other all the time. So
yeah. But yeah, man. No. It's but the week's been okay. I've been sick. You know, rapid tests say no COVID, but it's lingering. So
well, there's a lot of shit going on right now, dude. I mean, there's a lot of sickness in schools and everything, just like normal colds, flus, everything else. So we're going to try to make this a quick podcast. I do want to ask one quick question before we dive in, for you, Roger. So how many leagues are you in again?
I think 8 total.
How many playoffs do you think is there a possibility you can make?
3 or maybe 4 for sure. Okay.
That's half. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm in first place in one league. I dropped down to fourth. What am I in? Fifth place in our dynasty league now? I mean, it's tight, but I won't make
it
up.
It's close. Yeah.
I can't make it back before you jumped in.
You're in fifth currently.
Yeah, the worst I'll finish is.
You'll be in the playoffs in that one. You're locked into fifth. I don't think you can go any higher. So the fifth and sixth are locked in. There's some movement that can happen above you, but other than that.
That's all right, though. You make it. You just got to make it. That's all that matters.
That's the thing, man. Even if you limp in, like last year, the Dynasty League, or Keeper League, sorry, I limped in, barely made the playoffs. It literally came down to the last week, and Greg losing and me winning, and Greg lost and I won. I made it in the playoffs and ended up taking home the championship. So it's like you just got to make the dance, man. You can't take home the pretty woman if you don't show up to the dance, man.
It's so important. Like one of the leagues I made a championship in, I remember I started out 1-4. And I was like, man, what the hell? Because I knew I had a good team. It just was not clicking those first few weeks. And then I just made this run. Like, I ended up only losing one more game. And then last year in our Dynasty League, it was sort of the same thing. I was 2-4 and then 2-5. And then I rallied up to 4-5. Then I got to 500 and I won out. I won out and won right into the championship. So it was you never give up. Do your research, believe in your draft, and make the trades you got to make. And
it's all about the process, man. And in Dynasty and other keeper leagues, it's all about making sure you continually try to make a team better. And that same league, so we are in our startup Dynasty League from last year, not your mama's league. I was 0-6. I was the team IR because literally every week somebody went on IR. It was like I think at one point I had 8 of my first start 8. Out of the 9 starters that we had were on IR. So it was all replacements. I went 0-6 and I had vultures like trying to pick off my team. And I had a really good roster. AJ Brown, Josh Allen, Mark Andrews was on my team. Tyreek Hill still on my team. And I had vultures just circling, trying to pick off my team left and right. Like, you should start, rebuilding for next year. And I was like, no, man, it's the same thing. I just bad luck, injuries. Like, I'm going to give it a ride and see. I'm already not making the playoffs. Ended up going from 0-6 and went on I finished 6-8. So I went on a 6-2 run after that. So went from 0-6 to 6-2 over the last eight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And barely, I almost actually made the playoffs. I think I finished in fourth place versus being in last. So I was the last couple of weeks, I was close to it. Then I lost the last 2 weeks in a row. So I went on a 5-game win streak. So, I mean, to your point, man. You pay the money, so what the hell? Ride it out. I mean, play it the whole way through, man. Go on for the ride. I mean, the people that check out after week 3 or 4, I don't get that mentality. That's never been me. I can't not set lineups. I'm in this for – I've gotten in a and exchange back and forth a couple of times with people talking about setting lineups. And like, I've been in leagues since for 18 years now, and I'm in 11 leagues now, some of our best balls, so it doesn't matter from setting the lineup perspective, but I have never not set a lineup. I may have not taken somebody out because I didn't realize they're injured, or was early,
Of
early morning
course.
kickoff in England, and I didn't get a chance to pull somebody out because I was asleep. But like, I've never purposely not set a lineup and just ignored a team for a week or two. Like, it's not in my DNA.
No, man. One of the leagues I was doing really well in, to touch up on, I would have finished in the playoffs in that. That's that high stakes league. I'm not gonna make the playoffs because
No.
no. Here's why. I had every single person I drafted to be a starter on my roster
Got
was
injured.
injured at some point. I had Swift, Kamara had the first few games he missed, Connor, Lamar Jackson now, which it just cost me, and it's why I'm not making the playoffs. Andrews, Marquise Brown, Mike Williams. So I mean,
You
I've
got
had
team
all
IR.
the,
Just change the name of the team to IR, dude.
and we just
It's not
barely
really
missed
injured
the
as early,
playoffs.
but yeah, that sucks,
We made
dude.
some good waiver pickups and everything, but it just Lamar Jackson going down this week sealed the deal. We weren't able to make, if I had won this week, I still had a shot to if I to win or to go to the playoffs.
Shit.
So yeah. What I mean, what can you do? Literally eight players on my team, just and
Yeah, I mean,
nobody.
some of those are injury prone. I mean, not injury prone is a term, I guess, not everybody likes, but some of those have injury history, so they are a risk. So there's a risk. There's certain ones that are at risk, but like, you took that risk. But so if they would have been legit, like that's a money smash team. You probably would have just destroyed the whole entire league. So,
Yeah, it
what are
was
you
a
gonna
tough
do?
season there.
Welcome.
Yeah, what are
This
you
has been
gonna
rough. I mean, honestly, you do the injuries every week, man. So you know damn well this has been a crazy year for injuries. In the text, I think this weekend, which has been a lot more injuries this weekend, as everybody knows.
do?
We've even said, I don't recall, and again, I've been in this like 18 years, maybe 16. I'd have to like actually think about it, but I do not recall a season where we've had as many injuries as we've had. And we might say that every year, but like, legitimately, major top tier players going down consistently. So it's been crazy. So
Yeah, no, it's a wild year.
it's been nuts, man. So if you're in the playoffs, man, kudos to you. If you do redraft and you're able to survive by picking up some waiver wire pickups. The one thing, stupid thing that I did was I burned a lot of my fab very early. So I was very, on my redraft leagues, I kind of fucked myself because I didn't have any money towards the middle and towards the back end. So I couldn't do any pickups at that point. Instead of wait for scraps. So you're automatically putting yourself at a disadvantage. So got to learn from that. Got to not do that again. But yeah, so for today's episode, we're just going to quickly go through Thursday Night Football. We're recording this Wednesday evening, 9 o'clock Central Time. We're going to hit the injury news and notes, and then we're going to jump right into the game and talk about start and sits, and we're going to wrap up. So it'll be a quick one, like we did last week. So I'll throw it over to you, Roger, man. Why don't you take us through injuries, news, and notes?
On the so we're doing Thursday injuries. We'll get all the updates by Saturday for the rest of the injuries and the Sunday games. But Josh Jacobs popped up with a quad and calf. He's questionable. I believe he will play, but just note that he's been used a lot in the last couple of weeks, and this has been an ongoing little lingering injury. I think he'll play. And on the Rams side, it's a Aaron Donald's out. So
So,
this is a it's a
shit
big deal.
show. That team's fallen so far from grace, man. It's like, holy shit.
Well, and this is important for Josh Jacobs. If Josh Jacobs plays, Aaron Donald not being there is a big deal.
That's a great call. And even if he doesn't, man, I mean, it's the running game in general. It should be a good game for hopefully Las Vegas. So sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're fine. And then John Wolford, quarterback for the Rams, he has a neck issue. He's questionable. And then there's also the trade, or the, I'm sorry, the signing of Baker Mayfield. So,
The waiver wire edition, they signed him off the waivers.
We can keep this whole podcast real short and just say, you don't need to play anyone from the Rams this week, I believe. No, I'm kidding. Akers may be a good play, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But those are the injuries that really matter for tomorrow's game. Just monitor Josh Jacobs. If he doesn't play, I think you gotta go with Azeemir White if you can snag him
That's
off waivers if he's
Azeemir
there.
White. Yep.
I would prefer Abdullah if this were a normal team they were playing who may put up points, but I don't see that being the case. So I think they could probably run all game long with just Azeemir White tomorrow.
Yeah, so let's jump
If
in. What's that? If Jacobs is out, of course.
Jacobs is out,
Yeah, All right, so let's jump on the Las Vegas side. So as Roger has alluded to, Las Vegas Raiders are at the LA Rams. So we'll start with the Las Vegas side. So Derek Carr, man, how do you where'd you put him as far as QB start sit? Would you put him in the top 10? What's your thought?
Not a top 10. I think super flex league, he's gonna be a solid QB2 again. You could stream him, you could take a shot if you're dealing with maybe you're Brady, maybe you have someone you're not trusting right now, or you have Aaron Rodgers on bye. Carr
Yeah.
is a fringe,
Urban
yeah, he's a
Fields. You got Fields on by too.
or oh yeah, Fields. He's a fringe QB1, just as he is every year. He's QB 13, 14 with some QB1 upside, low end QB1. The thing with the Rams is they're middle of the road against quarterbacks. Ever since Von Miller's not been there, they're just not generating pass rush. No Aaron Donald. I don't think they're gonna have a pass rush tomorrow. So I expect Carr to have a pretty good game, for himself. And against wide receivers, they're actually, believe it or not, they're kind of in the bottom. They're seventh. They're seven. They give up the seventh most points against wide receivers. So Devontae Adams, Mac Hollins, I think obviously you're playing Adams. And his 30 almost 33% target share, but Mac Hollins got almost an 18% target share. So I think you're playing. I think you can plug in Hollins as a flex play this week. I say that even with all that situation with Jacobs and then Aaron Donald being out, the Raiders don't run as much as you would think. Jesse Jacobs gets all the run. Right, but they're about a 53, 54% pass heavy team. So I do like Mac Hollins. I think he's a sneaky play, big target. I didn't see Waller. There was some news about him maybe coming
He
back
might be coming
this.
back, but I mean, again, that's a risky with him not playing for so long.
Yeah.
They hadn't really, I mean, honestly, personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable playing him at least in his first game back. I usually typically steer away from players that have been out for a while in the first game back because there's that rust that they're trying to shake off.
Yeah, and Mac Collins is effectively their tight end right now
Yeah,
anyways, a
it's
big
fair.
bodied receiver. So I like Adams, I like Hollins on as a flex or high end wide receiver three. And then Jacobs, if he plays, if Zamir White, I'm sorry, if Jacobs doesn't play, I think Zamir White's a great add if he's still on the waivers for you on
For
your QB
sure.
league.
At least in a flex, Zamir White. I mean, he'd probably be worth even a, RB2 if you want to look at it that way. So a couple of questions for you. I'm gonna start to kind of like I want us to start diving in a little bit more on like this player or that player. So Derek Carr, let's say you had a choice between, Derek Carr, who's maybe your second backup quarterback, and let's just say you had Deshaun Watson, or Derek Carr was your first and you had Deshaun Watson that you drafted second. Who'd you start over who?
Oh, Carr. Watson looked terrible, and he's playing the Bengals. I don't think he's suddenly going to get it all back this week against a tough matchup. He looked really, really awful against a very soft defense, and that's a lot of that's probably rust.
For
But
sure. A year and a
I
half
was
off
I,
then.
yeah. Well, I was also reading, something, and I forget who it was that wrote this, but he's coming from where it was a little more freestyle ad lib. Bill O'Brien, good offensive coordinator, but Watson was really doing a lot of
He
rollouts,
did
doing a
whatever
lot
he
of
wanted to,
deep posts.
basically.
Yeah, this is a timing offense, and that's the part that he has to overcome. He
Well,
hasn't really had, yeah, he
it's
wasn't doing that
reads and
much this year.
timing. Yeah, I mean, it's like if you're off by a second or two, for sure.
Yeah, I think we see Watson play better by the end of the year, but I don't think we see him get back to that level this year. I don't think it happens this year.
That's
It's a
fair.
whole new. It's not just that he's not played in a year and a half. It's that he's not played in this system,
Yeah. Oh,
and
it's
he's
a whole new
not
system,
played
and
with
he
these
hasn't had
players.
practice. He hasn't even been able to
Yeah.
practice. I mean, he did the preseason, and then he literally couldn't. He's with the team, I think 3 weeks ago is when he's allowed to come back to the team, but it was limited capacity. So he's now just
Yeah.
getting up to speed with the same players. Like he can only play a certain amount of time or practice a amount of time. So he was very limited up until this past week, or
Yeah,
2 weeks ago, I should
no,
say, when he came back.
yeah, and it showed. And even if it were a softer matchup, I'd still take Carr over
Okay.
Watson this
All
week.
right. So a couple more for you then. Derek Carr or Jared Goff against. So Jared Goff is going against Minnesota at Detroit versus Minnesota.
I think this is where I break with Carr, and I would take Goff this week. I mean, Vikings terrible pass defense, but they're going to score a lot against another terrible defense. Could be a shootout. Goff has been playing pretty well. And has those he has those you know he's had those games this year where he's blown up. I mean, they're there for a while. The first, I think, 5 or 6 weeks, the Lions were averaging like 31 points and giving up 32. So they were losing, but they were giving up just one
more
point.
They're scoring. They've got the trajectory going up, man. That team's looking like, I don't know what the hell, like, it's like somebody took out the shocking things, you know, like revive somebody's heart and just like jolted them. Mm-hmm. And like all of a sudden Detroit's showing up and they're winning games, which is like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're winning and, you know, they're a little healthier. Chark's back. I think, and having Chark back,
He looks good.
Yeah, I think we've understated it. Like having him there, he does stretch the field. He's a big target. I'm not sure if Jameson Williams is going to play.
Listen to the podcast from the very beginning of the season. We're talking about drafting and everything. DJ Chark, I said he's the field stretcher. He's the one that's going to be going deep. And you know, so he that's not a surprise. He's just been injured. That's been his problem since he broke his ankle last year. He hasn't been on the field that much. So,
but he had 90 something yards last week, I think, was it? Yeah. I mean, he had a good game. And it helps Amon-Ra St. Brown.
It does.
DeAndre Swift. We'll see what happens. I know he has Swift popped up on the injury report. We'll see if it was just a day of rest.
We'll get on that. I don't want to dive too much in. Just quick answers. I don't want to too much into the just talk about quarterback. Let's because we got all that Saturday, man. We'll cover everything else in a lot more in depth. So. I don't want to. I want to keep us on track of time, and I want to make sure that we're actually giving some content for next Saturday. So, Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins?
No, Cousins. Cousins for sure. I mean, again, great matchup.
Same matchup. Yep, same matchup. Okay, I'll do one more. Derek Carr or we'll do Tyler Huntley if he plays. If DeSean Jackson's out, Tyler Huntley at Pittsburgh.
I think I'm going to go Carr on that one. I know Huntley had that 35-point game once last year, but he wasn't actually that great otherwise. He was average. He kept them above. He has the rushing ability, but I think he was averaging like 16 points or something after that blow-up game, right? He wasn't – there were five games. One game he blew up. I think it was against the Bears, was it? Or the Packers?
You got a better memory than I do, man.
I think he put up like 35 points against the Packers last year. It was really crazy. And after that, it was like he was good. You know, Andrews finished really well, but he was okay. I think you could make the argument maybe it's the Steelers, but I would stick with Carr, given the injuries on the Rams and a team that gave up.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Davante Adams, how high up do you have for him this week in your mind?
I think he's top three this week.
Top three?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, they're throwing a lot. It's the Rams, the defense, the whole entire team is in bad shape. You know, Las Vegas is trying to prove something. They're trying. I haven't looked at the playoff standings. I think they're trying to make a push for the playoffs. They're 5-7 right now, the Raiders. So if they win out, they could probably make the playoffs potentially as a wild card.
Yeah, Ramsey's still good, but he's not going to shadow. They move Adams around a little bit, and more importantly, Ramsey's been giving up some TDs this year.
Yes,
and there's no like I said,
he's also stuck.
Yeah, and they're not really generating a big pass rush, and it's not, you know, that still has to be there. It doesn't matter how great Ramsey is, like there still has to be some pressure on the quarterback, and they're just not getting it. So I like Adams a lot this week.
All right, so we're going to jump on the other side, and we can just jump into Akers because, like, there's nobody else. Cooper's out. Allen Robinson's out. Sharonic, who cares? Van Jefferson, who cares? I would not play either of them. Don't care. So Cam Akers, Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams had a good week 2 weeks ago. Everybody's like, oh, there is the rookie. Let's go. And then apparently the coaching staff said, absolutely not. Cam Akers, it's your ball. And why don't you score three? What do you have? Three touchdowns?
He said two.
Yeah, I thought he had two, but I didn't know if I missed one. But yeah, he had two touchdowns and looked like the Cam Akers that everybody's waiting for the whole entire year. So what's your thoughts on Cam Akers? RB, what?
Two thoughts.
Take a stand. So this is all just for context of he's not really paying attention, or he doesn't know the backstory. I'm spitballing. I'm putting him on the spot. We didn't talk about this before we jumped the pod. So,
I think best case scenario, like RB20. I think he has a chance. Mid RB2. I think that's a ceiling. But my gut tells me it's RB3. And the reason is, Kyren Williams didn't really get that work this past week, but he did have that little, you know, blow up, not blow up, but he had that little outing that looked solid a couple weeks ago. But I think it depends on how you view this game. If you view this game as a scenario where the Raiders can really come out and score some points quickly, Kyren Williams may not be a bad flex play in a PPR format.
That's
because
fair.
If they have to throw, you know, and that's where I get stuck on it. Like, I don't see the Rams scoring many points, and I see the Raiders having the ability to do that.
But I could also see the Rams like trying to keep the ball away from the Raiders and running a lot.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean,
the Raiders defense is pretty porous. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I mean, they're bad defense all around, and I think that will probably be the strategy. It's you're right. What did Eckler have last week? Eckler didn't have a great game, right? It was a.
So while you're doing that, I'll just kind of fill for a second. So they got to give context on the Raiders defense, which is why I was asking that question about running backs, specifically about Akers and Kyren Williams, is because Las Vegas Raiders give up the sixth most fantasy points to running backs in the league. So they are very porous. They give up the third most to quarterbacks, which obviously there's no quarterback on the Rams that we play. So the question goes, like, they're giving up a lot of points. That Raiders defense is not good. They are porous, as Roger mentioned, you know, a minute ago. So, and wholeheartedly agree with what Roger said too. Like, I could see Vegas scoring a lot of points, airing it out. Davante Adams, like, you know, touchdown. And then I could see the Rams just saying, like, shit, we just got to slow this game down. Like, run. Like, that's the best way to at least keep competitive, keep the ball away from them, keep the ball away from Carr. They, you know, defense is porous in that sense. So, I could see it sneaky Cam Akers game, you know, at the very beginning. And then you brought up another great point too, Roger, where, you know, you and I think very much alike in a lot of things. Once a game gets out of control, then maybe Cam Akers goes to the bench and Kyren Williams becomes the back who's like, you know, the scat back, quick dump offs, you know, tight end throws, like whatever that is to keep at least competitive, where they're trying to make it look like they're trying to win a game. I mean, shit, the goddamn, the Rams are so bad this year. To see like them go from Super Bowl winning team to 3-9, like, is insane. Yeah. Like, they're gonna have a hell of a time next year figuring out what they're doing. Like, I could easily see people retiring. I could see people, you know, like going, like, they have no draft picks. So like you're old as you are, or I don't know what the hell you're doing. Are you just like selling pieces off? Like, do they trade Cooper Kupp next year? Do they, you know, look at what assets they do have and start just trading people just for draft picks during the offseason. So who knows where this team is going, but the defense sucks.
I guess, you know, here's what I'll say. I'll leave it here with this because I think this is the distinction that has to be made. If Wolford plays, I think, you can play. I think you could play Akers as and expect a high, you know, his ceiling being, like I said, RB20, you know, or RB28, you know, RB3, mid RB2. I think that's the ceiling and floor.
Back in RB2,
if Wolford plays.
If
Wolford plays. But if it is, I don't know why this would happen, but if Baker it is Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, then I would try to avoid all of them, everybody.
No, I agree with that. I think it's a dumpster fire at that point.
Yeah, I mean, he's not good to begin with, and he doesn't know the system. He's not even practiced with these guys, really. So that's kind of the distinction that has to be made, because I saw a couple people suggesting that he may play tomorrow. And I'm like, well, that's way too soon, and he's been terrible this year. I don't know, you know, with Kareem Hunt and Baker Mayfield, we saw some really good rapport and some nice PPR points for Kareem Hunt. Maybe in that situation, because that's the safety valve, Kyren Williams. And if it is Mayfield, I just expect there'll be turnovers and just a bad game. Kyren Williams may still have some flex appeal. But again, I'd like to just not play either of these guys.
Well, and then
if it's Mayfield.
Yeah. And what I was going to kind of add to that is like, if it is Mayfield, I feel like he's just going to be trying so damn hard to prove everybody wrong. Like, he's going to be on a mission if they start him to be like, I want to prove everybody wrong. And I think he's going to like try so that goddamn hard where it's just going to like, it's going to be a disaster. And he's probably gonna, like 50 times worse than he's already been this whole entire year. So.
Yeah. And there aren't any great receivers to throw to right now. I mean,
no,
Van Jefferson's a great field stretcher, but he really needs the supporting
cast.
He's a
deep ball.
The stars. Yeah. You know, Higbee, again, you know, I could just envision a kit scenario where Higbee and Williams are just the safety valves, but I don't want to touch them if I can avoid them. sadly, in one league, I have to roll with Higbee. So, but I'm trying to avoid it all. But if you were going to make a case for any of them, if it's Mayfield, it would be to me Williams and Higbee.
All right. I love it, man. Quick and easy. Quick and easy. We hit it quick, man. We're we like to, you know, finish hard and finish strong. Fast. you got any other words of advice before we sign off?
No, everyone on the bubble, good luck this week. I hope you pull it off, and look forward to the playoffs.
Yeah, man, just get in the playoffs, whatever you got to do. Bust on his kneecap, whatever the hell you got to do. Nut punch, whatever you got to do. You got to claw, you got to scratch and claw to make it in the playoffs. But for everybody who's on the bubble, I agree with Roger. Good luck. It's a very important week. We'll be back on Saturday. We'll kind of go through Saturday. This one, we promise, we've had a couple of weeks of just like illnesses, sicknesses, stuff going on. So apologies for saying that we'll do pods or committing to do better. That's all I'll kind of say going forward. But in the meantime, wish everybody well. Please hit the like and subscribe button. Tell all your friends, tell all your buddies. We're trying to figure out opening up the, let's just say the guests, trying to figure out the new platform, how we're going to expand this and make this better, more exciting, unscripted, and not like other podcasts. We're going to mix it up a little bit here and there. So please, even in the off season, we're going to do Dynasty. We're going to be doing keeper stuff. We're going to be doing NFL draft coverage. We'll be doing rookie draft conversations. So definitely hit the like and subscribe button, follow us as much as you can. Tell your buddies, tell even the people who suck, maybe they can learn something from it. We are hopefully going to be building, over the next year or so. We're trying to build something more, bigger and better than what we've had in the past. So in the meantime, love everybody for listening in and for tuning in. And again, like I said, hit the like and subscribe, give us a review. And until Saturday, peace. We're out.
Peace out, everybody.